Mr. Chairman, regarding this item, my employer and Maverick are owned by the same entity.
Okay.
So because of that, I have a conflict of interest that I need to state, and because of that, I'm going to recuse myself from voting on this item.
Great. Thanks for Brett for coming forward with that. Discussion.
Maverick has always been pretty respectful, so I don't see an issue with it. The biggest person that impacted is the Parkinson's across the street from the Maverick going south. So other than that, I don't see any issues. So.
Do we have any, I was looking at, well, maybe it's, I was trying to find, do we limit proximity? Like, obviously we have a commercial neighborhood zone, and that could abut against an existing residential neighborhood zone. Are we identifying you cannot have one of these within a certain proximity from a...
Yeah, so that, I should mention that. I can bring up the specific code language. So our current code does not allow them within 300 feet.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
It doesn't allow them within 300 feet of residential zone, but that would effectively prohibit Maverick...
This one.
...from having a sign really anywhere on the property. So for this to be considered as, you know, the applicant has paid, put in an application, that has been stricken from the code, but you definitely...
The distance has been?
Yeah, the distance, because it wouldn't do the applicant any good to approve it with that.
Yeah.
You could. I mean, this is a legislative decision. You could deny this. You could amend anything that's in there, but staff is presenting a version that both the applicant, that would allow the applicant to fulfill their purpose for the application, as well as something that staff feels is appropriate for the area.
Yeah. Now, what about if we make a recommendation for approval? Keep the code the way it is, but then also add a provision to say, you know, we're okay with things on along 165 or 89.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's what it is now.
Yeah.
So that's the way it is in the code now.
Okay, okay.
It's only on 89, 91, and 165. So in the proposal, I should say. So
there's nobody that close to it. Parkinson's aren't 300 feet away. They're more than 300.
The zone, it's if you're within 300 feet of the zone. So the only thing zoned commercial, neighborhood commercial, is Maverick and their property.
That's it.
Everything around it is residential. So, I mean, unless they stuck the sign on top of their building or something, you couldn't do it. So that's... It effectively prohibits it on their property.
Gotcha.
With that restriction, at least
looking
at it, at least from a high level.
Yeah.
And their intention, what they've communicated, is that they want to just use the existing sign, but just put new equipment, you know, inside of it.
Just change it over to the electronic messaging.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bright.
Yeah, I mean, there are limitations on brightness within the code. So if it is too bright, then they would have to be limited down to, it's like, I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but it's like 0.01 candles. And that's reviewed by our building inspector. He reviews those things for the night sky ordinance we have with all new development that comes in. And he would review that, you know, in their plans when they would submit for that. So if there is something that's really bright, it would probably be prohibited, and they'd have to tone it down to meet our standard.
And to your knowledge, I'm trying to look here, those are the only neighborhood commercial zone parcels we have, is that right?
Well, across the...
We have one on 32.
And just across from Maverick, those properties in Ridgeline Park are also neighborhood commercial. And then there's some commercial properties, the Jenny's pit stop and kind of around there is commercial, as well as the daycare. What up? Don't tip my tongue. The daycare on the corner.
Oh,
and
Little Wonders,
yeah. Those are commercial, but so I suppose they could put up. They could, if this were passed, they could also.
Do we have to? I'm just thinking, like, do we need to add something that the sign has to be facing the highway too? Like, can they orient that however they want potentially? I mean, why wouldn't they would do that just because that makes sense? But
yeah, and I'd have to look through the standard if there's something that speaks to that already, but. I mean, if you want to.
Think of putting it on the corner.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if they decided to do that, I mean, what should we...
Why would you want to face
it? Why would you want to do that?
Because,
but...
Because you want to... Don't,
I know,
want,
Brett.
What do you want to say?
You're being reasonable, but...
Because you want to feel going like this to see the sign.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, people are crazy. People do crazy stuff. And we want
to...
You know,
a triangle sign on the corner.
Can't get to rotating sign.
For real.
Okay. Follow them.
I just made the comment just strictly as like to protect, you know, like the spirit of what we're trying to achieve here, right? Because people have their own ideas on what they want to do.
I've never seen any Maverick sign that's blaring.
Right, but
ever.
Talking about one business too.
I think something to remember, even though we always say, okay, it's conditional use, you got to approve it. It's conditional use. It's not, but you can impose conditions if there's impacts that are detrimental to this to surrounding area. So even with this sign, like let's say they come in and the planning commission determines, oh geez, that is having an impact on a nearby property. They need to shield it or I don't know.
There are things
you can do as long as they're adopted. My guess is the standards we already have probably cover mitigation measures adequately, but there would be an opportunity to look at, you know, those impacts and if there's ways you can mitigate them, reasonably mitigate them.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't block the sign because that, what's the point of that if you put up a sign and put a wall in front of it, but.
We also can't, because it's an intersection, you can't block.
Yeah, that 40-foot triangle and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming around the corner.
Yeah, so I mean, there's limits to what you can do, but I feel like the standards we have, like I said, I think they're very well thought out, very well researched at the time that they were adopted, probably like years ago, and I feel like the impact because of all these other limiting factors would likely be pretty limited for a sign.
And that was kind of mostly of the questions I had. Anyone else?
No.
Okay. Do
I make a motion?
Motions.
I make a recommendation to accept ordinance 25-34, amending the NCC 1924.150 permit, permitting the sign, allowing it.
Okay. We have a motion for Claire recommending for ordinance 25-34, amending Nibley City Code 1924-150, permitted signs allowing electronic message display signs in the neighborhood commercial zone. Second by Troy. Any further discussion? Anyone on the commission? Okay. Let's go to a vote. All approved?
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposed. Four approved, no opposed. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, let's see, we're on numbers.
We have a short
short break for computer things, right?
Yeah, I just need to
Okay.
grab my adapter if I can.